This is the CBS World News Roundup.
Demonstrators claim victory. The Navy reclaims its controversial bombing range. I'm Barry Bagnato on Vieques, Puerto Rico.
New Yorkers awake to a sadness, the passing of Cardinal John O'Connor. I'm Lou Mariano.
Civil rights groups use numbers to try to prove the criminal justice system is unfair. I'm Dan Revie.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Nick Young, CBS News.
I'm pleased that so far the operation has gone very, very smoothly.
Attorney General Janet Reno relieved that this morning's raid on the Puerto Rican island of Vieques is underway. It began in the pre-dawn hours. While helicopters churned above, federal agents moved in. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is there and has the latest in this live report.
The choppers are fanning out over these tropical hills to rid the Navy's bombing range of the demonstrators who shut it down. 8 of 12 protest camps have been wiped out so far. Here at the main gates, FBI agents didn't need the riot gear they wore. As demonstrators chanted, they calmly arrested at least 24 protesters, including New York Congresswoman Nydia Velázquez.
We will not stop working and putting the pressure that is necessary so that we make sure that this land is returned.
The people on this tiny island say more than a half century of bombing practice has left their land contaminated. Errant bombs, they argue, are a constant threat. The Navy insists this facility is essential for national security.
Now, Barry, what are the Marines doing this morning to secure the area?
Nick, the Marines are wasting no time behind me right now on coiling barbed wire, clearing debris, and securing the main gates. Arrested protesters are being processed. Attorney General Reno says as long as they don't return here, they won't be charged. Live on Vieques, Puerto Rico, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The end came quietly last night for a prince of the church.
His Eminence John Cardinal O'Connor has completed his earthly journey and has gone home to God.
New York Archdiocese spokesman Joseph Swilling making the announcement that the 80-year-old cardinal had lost his 9-month battle with brain cancer. CBS News correspondent Lou Meliano is live this morning at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Sheltered away from the bustle of this city, several hundred sat quietly for the day's first Mass inside the cathedral here, and were reminded of Cardinal John O'Connor's conviction of the Easter message of life everlasting, his passing touching so many, among them Father James Loughran.
We really learned so much from him, by his example, by his brilliance.
O'Connor was not without controversy, dividing Catholics in this city with his unwavering adherence to church doctrine, a fearless stance that also earned him broad respect. Reporting live from St. Patrick's Cathedral, Lou Meliano, CBS News, New York.
New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, who was diagnosed just last week with prostate cancer, praised O'Connor as a man of unshakable convictions.
I think everyone admired his strength, his principles, his willingness to very, very directly state what he believed to be true and fair and honest.
Here in 1990, O'Connor pleaded with like-minded foes of abortion.
We need the march for life. We need the rally for life.
CBS News correspondent Mark Knoller has White House reaction.
Though they disagreed vehemently on the issue of abortion, Mr. Clinton said O'Connor's lifelong journey of faith was our nation's blessing. And he said that in his final illness, O'Connor displayed the kind of courage and firm faith that inspired us all.
A damning new report charges that minorities are getting a raw deal at every level of the U.S. justice system. Let's get more on the story in this live report from CBS News correspondent Dan Revie.
A coalition called the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights says there's been great progress toward economic and educational equality, but in criminal justice, racial inequality is growing. A long report from the group musters statistics to try to prove that at every stage of the system, officials use discretion to be a lot tougher on blacks and Hispanics. Says a member of the conference, Laura Murphy of the American Civil Liberties Union.
We are convinced that racial bias leads to ineffective crime fighting. We all want safe streets. We want the bad guys put in jail. We want civil rights to go into the thinking.
Live in Washington, Dan Revie, CBS News.
Faced with dozens of lawsuits, gun manufacturers are changing tactics in a roll of the dice that November will bring a more sympathetic year in high places. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is live at the White House with details.
Hoping for George W. Bush and Republican congressional victories, the gun makers have broken off talks aimed at settling liability lawsuits filed against them by local government, cheered on by the Clinton administration. The New York Times says the industry believes Bush would oppose the suits. This morning, White House spokesman James Kennedy says for the gun industry to defer what he describes as doing the right thing in hopes of a Bush victory would be a cynical act. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
2 of the Pan Am 103 bombing trial in the Netherlands with the first witnesses against the two Libyans charged with a terrorist attack. CBS News correspondent Tom Rivers is covering and joins us live.
For the Lockerbie residents called as witnesses here, the graphic, horrific scenes remain timeless. They'll never go away. Described in court today, the roar of a descending plane, the impact, a massive explosion, and then flames lighting up the sky. These facts have long ago been established, but the prosecution needs this basic kind of testimony to establish a foundation upon which to build its case. The focus tomorrow, police actions taken in the first few minutes and hours after the impact in and around Lockerbie. Live at Kemp's Ice, I'm Tom Rivers, CBS News.
Every time our eyes meet.
Lone Star's Amaze, named Song and Single of the Year at last night's Academy of Country Music Awards. Among the other big winners, Shania Twain is Entertainer of the Year, with the vocal awards going to the Dixie Chicks, Tim McGraw, and Faith Hill. Faith Hill's Breathe, also picked as Video of the Year. Checking Wall Street prospects right now, the Dow is down 21 points, the NASDAQ up 45. Today marks the 30th anniversary of a horrifying moment in the anti-Vietnam War movement. The day protesters were met on the campus of Kent State University by armed National Guardsmen.
Leave this area immediately.
When the demonstrators didn't disperse, the guardsmen opened up. Nearby, a young photojournalism major, John Filo, now manager of photo operations for CBS, says he abandoned his first impulse to run and started taking a series of photos, which won him a Pulitzer Prize and left an indelible image of that time.
Mary Vecchio running up and then kneeling beside the body, and then you could see an emotion building in her where she let out with a scream.
It's 8 past the hour. Many moms and dads fail to realize that for their kids, playing sports may not be all fun and games. CBS News reporter John Hartje explains.
Nearly one child in three is injured participating in sports, but 53% of parents surveyed expressed little appreciation of that possibility. Safe Kids campaign director Heather Paul says many injuries are minor, but the range of injuries includes
very serious head injuries, trauma, fractures, very injured necks.
So there's a campaign now urging parents to make sure their kids are conditioned, use the right equipment, and play under proper supervision.
We hope to just give them a good heads up when their kids are out there on the playing field.
John Hartje, CBS News, Washington.
Georgetown University professor Dr. Carlos Espinel says he can tell from their paintings what ailed the great masters. Espinel says Rembrandt had an inflamed artery on his temple, while Michelangelo suffered from the gout. Art and disease, it seems, are in the eye of this beholder. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Nick Young, CBS News.